Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can, of course, listen on radio, you can stream, and, of course, on podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning, Tess, and good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you? How was your week?
Macca, I've had a great week. I've always have a great week.
Why did you have a great week, Chris?
Well, you know, there's always highs and lows in your week. But I had a great week because this is very personal.
Yep.
So we're dealing with we're dealing with our aging parents.
Yep.
And my partner's mum is not in great condition. She's been in hospital. She's been in hospital now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. She's over 90, isn't she?
She's 94, actually.
94, wow.
So going out to visit her in hospital, you know, on a daily basis,
yeah,
takes a toll.
It does.
Because it's an hour's drive from home. You can't stay there for less than an hour. And then it's an hour's drive back.
Yeah.
So there's your night gone, you know. So it's actually a lot of work. But what's been really lovely is to see the kind and caring attention that she's getting by the staff.
Mm.
And it's... As you know, I spend a lot of time in hospitals, but to actually have that experience of it, Macca,
yeah,
that very very warm, very caring, very kind attention that she's getting has even exceeded my own expectations.
Wow. Well, you have high expectations, so that's really good to hear. Are you able to name the hospital?
Yeah, it's Maroondah Hospital.
Maroondah, okay.
Yeah. No, well, it's been really lovely.
Well done, Maroondah.
Yeah, no, it's been really lovely.
And the lows?
I woke up on Thursday morning and...
couldn't find your dressing gown.
And I thought to myself, you know, I've really enjoyed watching what Maroondah staff are doing with Audrey, and that's been a real highlight for me. But I woke up on Thursday morning and I thought, our nation has changed.
Mm.
Our nation has taken away this basic human right called healthcare. Healthcare on the basis of clinical need, on your needs, has taken it away from a bunch of people who are, you know, through no fault of their own, trying to have a better life themselves. They have lost their basic access to healthcare right on clinical need.
Yeah, and...
And that made me sad, Macca.
That made me really sad. Look, you know, the politics of you know, refugees and medevac... I understand them. There's very, very strong views held there. But this is actually about...
it's about human rights, Macca.
It is about, you know, if whether or not your view is that refugees are legal or illegal. There'll be endless debate about that. What we can't really deny is that these folk are in Australia's care and custody. And they should be, and they must be, entitled to fair, decent, accessible medical treatment. Now, if that's not being is not able to be provided where they're being held, then we need to provide it or allow them to come to Australia for treatment. Simple as that. Simple as that. So I agree with you. It's a sad day. It's a very sad day. Jackie Lambie, Pauline Hanson and others. All I'll say, and I'll probably say this again later, Jackie Lambie will drown in the tears of her hypocrisy.
You've been practising that line, haven't you?
Well, you know, blubbering away in the Senate, oh, look, you know, I can't tell you why I'm voting for it. You know, is there a deal? Is there not a deal? You know, I've talked about this. I've, you know, she was blubbering away. And you know what, Jackie? I think you're fake. I think you're fake.
Just take the politics out of it, Macca.
No, I have. I think.
How dare we deny other human beings our basic rights?
Mm.
How dare we? I mean, you and I are fighting for our human rights as members of the LGBTI community constantly, and here we are now. Our nation has now legitimised taking away basic human rights from a bunch of people who are trying to do their very best.
And these are people that are in the care of our country.
And, of course, we are one of the richest countries in the world, Macca.
Yeah, but they are in the care and custody of this country. Why they're there is a matter for much debate. But they are in our care and custody, and we have a duty of care, and we need to ensure that they get the best medical treatment. Now, if Medivac is not the way to do it, okay, then provide the facilities where the places where these people are. It's pretty simple. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. And it's about compassion and decency, but also it's about what's right.
On other topics, Macca.
Yep.
I was very pleasantly surprised and pleased, actually, to see some positive social media during the week about Joy and Joy's decision to actually relocate to the Victorian Pride Centre.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been a long and robust discussion, but I'm glad. You know, this is about the future of Joy. It's also about the future of the Pride Centre and both organisations supporting each other and working together to get a great outcome. I know Minus 18 has signed. There'll be other tenancies announced over the coming weeks, which are very positive for the Pride Centre. I'm really proud that we've signed the we've still got something else to sign, but we've signed.
Is it a heads of agreement or something?
Something like that. You know me.
I don't know. These people just come up with so many bits of yeah. You know. I mean, look, you know, either you're in or you're not, really.
And look, at the end of the day, it's a decision that the Joy Board made, and it's been made, you know, with considering all elements of the decision. The reality is our tenancy here at City Village, you know, will end around the same time as we expect to move to Joy. Melbourne City Council have been great landlords. They've been very accommodating to our needs. You know, they've looked after us in terms of notice periods and the support that they give us. Lord Mayor Sally Capp and her fellow councillors and the staff have been incredibly helpful and productive to deal with. You know, it's delayed some of the work they want to do on this building, us still being here. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're moving to the Pride Centre.
Congratulations, Macca.
Thank you, and I look forward to the 2020 AGM being at the Victorian Pride Centre.
Macca, what it does is it provides certainty and direction for the organisation. It actually lets people know what our goals might be, and it gives us all something to work towards.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.